A statue with wings. That's what everyone called it. I mean, sure, it was a human body dissected in such a way that its skin and muscles could be used as wings. But in the end, that's what it was. As I stood in front of it, however, in Amsterdam, at the Body Worlds exhibition a few years back, I wasn't sure if that description was a worthy one. Maybe it's a good idea to give some kind of introduction, otherwise this might sound too macabre. But I'm Talisha Van Beek, and I study medicine. In about a year, I'll be a doctor. That's why I was there, and a little common curiosity, of course. Now, the exhibition show on a Body Worlds exists out of many different types, shapes, ages of human bodies. It's a mix of everything, and as such, it is also very interesting to see. They use bodies of those that have decided to donate their bodies after they are deceased, and they use it to make art. There are different poses they can be in. Some are flying, some are sitting, some are standing. Some still have a part of or their entire skin. Some no longer do. Some have instruments in their hands, which can be both musical or just an everyday thing you use. And all of that diversity and creativity, even if it is macabre, it's what makes it so engaging. This particular statue that caught my attention was a man. He was naked. I mean, they're all naked, but also naked of most of his skin. As such, you could see his muscles, and some of his organs even. I believe it was his liver and his intestines, but don't quote me on that. What I do remember was the sense of, not propriety, the opposite really. I mean, I'm usually not the type of person that would blatantly stare at a naked statue. I get embarrassed quickly. But the fact that this guy had his organs laying out, well, that somehow made naked seem a lot less naked, if that makes sense. I was intrigued by the way they had removed the skin at the front, the side still holding it together as a human being, and the back being split into two, both skin and muscles, that rose up above him like an angel. Only an angel wasn't the right word, because he didn't have that same soothing effect on your soul as an angel would have. Instead, it made your heart race and skin crawl at the same time. I remember seeing it, and my first reaction was to turn away, disgusted. Only I was with a friend, so not exactly forced, but compelled to look at it again, because she was taking her time. In hindsight, it's a good thing I wasn't alone, or I would have just left the exhibition altogether. As I looked back at the man, though, I really started paying attention to it, looking through my disgust and discomfort. I noticed the expression, which was peaceful in a way. I know it sounds strange, but I got a feeling of calm seas after heavy storms, as if he finally found his place in this world. And I realized that it might sound a bit like defaming the dead, and I don't mean to do that at all. I'm just recalling what I felt in that moment as best as I can. I looked at the organs in interest, moved downwards to its genitals and the legs, which struck a strong pose, slightly apart, one a bit before the other, as if at any moment he could just jump up and fly away. After I finished examining him at the front, I turned to the most intriguing, yet at the same time revolting part, his back. Like I said, the skin had been split open. The underlying muscles, the trapezius, the deltoid, and the latissimus dorsi, my medical side told me. On both sides, they had been removed from the underlying bone structure, and I wasn't sure how they were keeping it into an upright position like wings until I saw the wires hanging from the ceiling. I shivered when I saw that, almost being able to imagine what it would feel like to have that done to you. If I think back to it, I even get the shivers now. Yet it looked so fascinatingly beautiful that to this day I can still remember it. And I don't think I will ever forget. I hope you won't either, because it was beautiful.